Hello, everybody, and good morning. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and for my company, it's payday. I got to open up my computer, and yes, ma'am, there were some money dollars in there. My husband had some money dollars in there, and everybody on my team that's participating in the program, they had some money dollars in there. So it's always a good day when you get paid. That's one thing about this company I really like is a weekly commission. So you get your payday instead of having to wait a little while. You get to see it right away. So today what I'm going to talk about is the difference between full spectrum and isolate. And so most companies will offer both, and they should. So what full spectrum is going to do for you is it's going to engage all the cannabinoids in your system. And if I mispronounce that, cannabidiols, whatever, you guys know what I mean. We have these little tiny receptors in our brain, in our entire nervous system, and it is made to receive CBD into its system. Now, there's like a bunch of different kinds of CBDs, so we just say CBD as a whole, and so just know that right off the bat. Ironically, THC is also a CBD. But what THC can do is that's where you're going to get the high. So if you imagine, if you will, there's the cannabis strain of plant. And so if you think about that, there's different variances of that. So like I tell everybody, think about a tree. So we know a tree is a tree is a tree, but how many different forms of trees are there? There's oak tree, there's a cypress tree, there's a mimosa tree, and they all serve different purposes. A pecan tree's goal, number one, has great wood for barbecuing and things like that, but it produces a nut. And so therefore, that wood would be very good for making a cutting board. But if you were to take a mimosa tree, which is a flowering tree, or a magnolia tree, its purpose is to provide beautiful shade and ornamentary purposes. But you wouldn't want to use that wood for any kind of a cooking or a cutting board or anything like that, because that wood is not meant for an edible quality. So that's really important to know. And a lot of those woods are also not good for building. So an oak tree, a pine tree, nut producers, those are better for building. A cypress tree is excellent for building because the wood is resistant to rot. So those are all forms of one kind of plant. Cannabis is the same thing. Cannabis is the form of the plant, and from that comes hemp and marijuana. There also is a version that the Indians used, and it's more in the family of that hemp side. So the hemp's purpose is for industrial use. So the fibers can be used for fabrics, for building. There's even a type of plastic you could actually make from that. It could make ropes. Hemp is really, really good. Made paper, excellent paper, as a matter of fact. The Constitution was written on it. And then the medical side of that is also really beneficial because the THC is so minimal in hemp that it's more useful for a lot of different things. The marijuana plant is mainly cultivated for its high. And in fact, they get in there and they start messing around with the different biomechanics of it and the biological issues, and they can promote different kinds of high. And so that's how you get all them crazy strains that you always hear about, Maui Wowie and Red Slipper, and I don't even know, they make one up every day, it seems like. But those are engineered to give you a high. So our oil comes from that hemp side, not the marijuana side. In fact, the beneficial CBDs from that particular strain are not as strong as some of the ones over here in the hemp plant. So just remember that. And I know you can't see me, but my hands are literally telling you what I'm saying. So just imagine my left hand going to the left and to the right. So that hemp side is the one that our oils are coming from. Now from that, we have several different kinds of CBDs within that, but the main two that everybody likes to talk about would be full spectrum and isolate. So full spectrum offers you a little bit from everybody, okay? And so for true benefit of for your entire system, I strongly recommend the full spectrum. However, There are many of us who have to take drug tests, or they're just kind of afraid of what THC will do for them, mainly for the drug test, let's be honest. Then I always tell everybody, you're going to want the isolate. And the isolate is procured in a way that isolates only one CBD and absolutely no THC. So it actually turns into a white powdery substance, and then they put that into the product. So that's really important to know. So anybody that has to do a urine test or a blood test or anything like that, you always want to get the isolate. And anyone who's like, no, I just want the full spectrum benefit, you would get the full spectrum. And just know that it has a very minimal amount of THC in it. It is legal. And I've taken your analysis for 2 months now using the full spectrum, and I have yet to pop positive. So it's a very minimal amount of THC, but the old rule goes, better to be safe than sorry. Now, on that note, I've had people that were concerned, would it be as effective if they went with the isolate versus the full spectrum? And I have been told by people who have used both products, and they did it on purpose, that they received full benefit from the isolate, but they do choose to be on the full spectrum because they want the full benefit of them, but they're in a position where they can do that. Okay? So if you have someone who is battling cancer or is post-cancer, I strongly suggest that they be on the full spectrum. Okay? So if you're having anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, you could get away with being on the isolate. But again, if you're able to, take the full spectrum. And now we're going to talk about dosages. So our company, I've had several people ask me about the candies and such. Be careful of those. Our company does not offer those at this time. They don't always hold the good strength that you need. So I tell everybody, if you're a smaller framed person, you want to start off with that 300 strength that we have. If you're a little bit bigger and not in a lot of pain, you can start off with that 500. If you're in severe pain, go ahead and start with that 750. Now, we go all the way up to 1500, okay? And you can adjust that as needed, but you always want to start as low as possible and build yourself up, because you may not need a very high dose. You may just need a little dose. Your body says, oh, okay, I can handle this. And it does great things with a small dose. Plus, you can save a little bit of money. So there's no sense in starting high, start low. Okay? If you have any other questions, I want you guys to reach out to me and talk to me. You can find me at Crazy CBD Lady on Facebook, on Instagram. You can also email me, crazycbdlady@gmail.com. And one more thing, we do offer a topical as well as oral drops. I tell everybody it's a 1-2 punch. You want to get that oil in your system to get the full benefits and to prevent those aches and pains and to reduce that inflammation in your body. And you want to use that cream for flare-ups. And so that's always something I tell everybody, 1-2 punch. Hey guys, I love this company and I love CBD and I love helping you guys out. Shoot me out a little something out on the big old web and share this podcast if you can. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.